Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. It is French Toast Friday and Catfish Friday, honey. We are going to fry it up on today. Broadcasting live from the Windy City, it's cloudy out today. A little chilly. It's just a little chilly, my darlings. 27 degrees. It is 27 degrees in the Windy City. It is January the 6th, 2023. 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, come on, good morning. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gubba Rum, GubbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GubbaRum.com. Please do shop Gubba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. We have two different flavors. We have natural vanilla, which is Gubba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gubba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gubba Rum is Steve Gubb, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Come on up in here. I got some bad music on the sound today. We're going to do the platypus, baby. We're going to do the platypus. Come on, do it. Listen, before I get into the music, I want y'all to visit Facebook. Come on now, y'all. Visit Facebook for mama. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what we going to do up in here? Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Do it. Come on now. Oh. Come on. Yeah, baby. Your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. Your music being heard all over the world. You know something. Now listen, y'all know mama done seen something really wild up in here. Just in case you guys have not heard, let me bring you up to speed on the tea. Jen Shaw, Real Housewife star. You know what I'm saying. Salt Lake City. Guilty of fraud and targeted singers. Listen, let me tell you something. This woman is just too much. This is just too low. Listen, she's one of the reality stars on Bravo reality TV shows, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Listen, she was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison. Now, listen. You know, people is something else. Now, listen, she already a star, celebrity. How in the family of world are you going around targeting singers? You know what I'm saying. You know, it ain't too much that they should do. You know, let me tell y'all something. She got 6 years, but to me, that ain't enough. You targeting singers, you need more than 6 years. I believe they need to fry up her butt like French fries and toast on a Saturday afternoon. You hear what I'm talking about up in here? Listen, they ought to take her toenails and make snails all of them. You know what I'm saying up in here. You know what she did. The victims bought coaching and other services from this woman online, and she ain't even got no coaching service. Now listen, she targeted seniors selling a coaching service. She ain't got no coaching service, and she collected money from these people. What in the world? And then the victim, the seniors, didn't even have a computer. You know, I'm telling you, they need to take her eyeballs out, boil them, and make hard-boiled eggs out of them. You know what I'm talking about up in here. It just really gets my goose when people go after seniors and babies. You know, them kind, you know, I'm just like, it ain't no prison strong enough to put them people in. You know what I'm talking about up in here. Listen, I know they got electric chairs. You know, they can sizzle and fry it. But listen, Miss Jean Shaw, you need to come to the prison of fears, Manson. You know what I'm saying? You would be begging to go. Listen, the holy water, if the Father threw some holy water on her, it would be sizzling all over her body. Now, listen, let me get on into the music. Oh, my God. See, listen. When you go out to sing, it's something wrong with your mind. It is something wrong with your mind. I think some people got a special type of mental illness. People that go out to sing, you know, and babies, because listen, them two group of people are the ones that you're supposed to be protecting, looking out for. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be shielding them from harm, and then you go after them and target them. You got a special kind of mental illness when you do something like that up in here. Listen. I'm telling you, they ought to make her go around and clean all their houses. Everyone that she targeted, they ought to take her and say, listen, this is what we're going to do. Yes, you're going to get your 6 years in prison, but on top of that, we're going to take you to each victim's house. You're going to scrub it from the top to the bottom, right? And you're going to scrub it with a toothbrush. You're going to scrub it with some files. You know what I'm talking about? And then I'm going to take the weave off your head and let you use that for a mop and mop the floor. How about that? All right, listen, let's get on into the music. Let's get on down into it. I am telling you, you know what, y'all? It rubs me all kind of ways when people target seniors, children, and babies. They really do. It just gets me because I be like, you know what? My machete ain't long enough to reach her. You know what I'm talking about? They don't even make a machete or a hatchet long enough for me to get to her. You know what I'm talking about? It's just something about seniors and babies. You know, and a lot of people say that. I was in the store one time, and a senior was trying to get something out of the store, and the person behind the counter was really rude and nasty to her. And there was a young guy that was in the store, and he was just looking at the man behind the counter. And so was I. The senior was trying to get some lottery tickets out of the machine. The machine wasn't working. And so the young guy that was looking, he was all rough looking, you know what I'm saying. But oh my God, when the man behind the counter would not help the senior, he turned into a real booger bear. He was like, oh, I protect my seniors and my seniors. And he was like, you know, you around for that. And he just went all the way off. And I was just standing there just looking. I was like, yeah, you sure is wrong. You ain't even trying to help this lady get what she needs. So what? She's trying to get her some lottery tickets. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying up in here. Let me get to this music because I'm telling you what's the truth. I'm going to sauce up. You know what I'm going to sauce up? Some hammers, some nails, some rubber bands. I'm going to put it in the skillet. I'm going to fry it all up, and I'm going to take it over to Jean. I'm saying, now, you eat this. This is the pain that you inflicted on other people. You eat it. First of all, take those veneers out of your mouth. Take all those teeth out of your mouth, and then you go ahead and eat the hammer and the nails and the rubber bands, okay? And this is the pain that you inflicted on other people, okay? So listen. Let me get on Jean with the crypto. Listen, I am loving this song up in here, Crypto Platypus. Listen, I want this to go all over the world, all over the nation. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to be doing the platypus. Come on up in here. You know, I'm about spreading joy, peace, happiness, and love. If you ain't spreading it, gone. Just gone away from here. So listen, come on, y'all. Let's do some crypto platypus. Come on, baby. Come on, spin it. Yeah.
No better. better than shoot like a memory straight to the moon. Points for the post, taking over the made it, said we wouldn't feel when we making a room. Creating a place that made it, it's safe, it's a haven for people to give them a chance. For chipping for stacking, it feel like the platter, for soon as they see us, they doing the dance. Hit for the steak, soon as I finish, I'm hit for the cake. Call dessert, you were ex-sweet, but ain't here for the fake. Get in these tokens, get flat up a terminal, laying abound. Station amazing, we raising a nation and making a statement that's often profound. Straight from the chest, and you know that we taking all bets. No question, the flat up is on, just want to see you win. Stack up all that crypto, then buy NFTs and do it again. Then do it again, sharing this knowledge with you and your friends. It feel like the world is all in your hands. Got them excited, they doing the dance. Like, do the platypus, don't worry about it, my proof, we stacking it. Move your hands, close your eyes, head on the swivel from side to side. The platypus, don't worry about it, my proof, we stacking it. So what we doing, I'm here for the day, platypus coin, ain't here for the place. Do the platypus, don't worry about it, my proof, we stacking it. Move your hands, close your eyes, head on the swivel from side to side. Do the platypus, don't worry about it, my proof, we stacking it. So what we doing, I'm here for the day, platypus coin, ain't here for the place. Came up the dust, straight to the moon, feeling like Musk, making these moves, building my trust, sticking for jewels, can't get enough. You know she like it, these diamonds that get her excited, the platypus showing you how. Where do we measure, you wouldn't believe the white paper, we need some July like a down, we kicking it, no we ain't faking it, make no mistake, and the platypus getting in band. Fight for equality, steady improving the world, you know that it's still in our plan. So take my hand, we do what we want and they do what they can. We strategize and they do it with chance, crypto platypus doing the dance, like. Dude, the platypus, don't worry about it, my group, we stacking it. Move your hands, close your eyes, head on the swivel from side to side. Dude, the platypus, don't worry about it, my group, we stacking it. So what we doing, I'm here for the day, platypus coin, ain't here for the plate. Dude, the platypus, don't worry about it, my group, we stacking it. Move your hands, close your eyes, head on the swivel from side to side. Dude, the platypus, don't worry about it, my group, we stacking it. So what we doing, I'm here for the day, platypus coin, ain't here for the plate.
Hey, come on, y'all, let's do the platypus, close your eyes, get your head from side to side, come on, baby. Listen, yeah, you know what, it could easily be a video game. I was connected with somebody the other day. I'm telling you, listen, the Fierce Female Network is about creating opportunities to help individuals get to where they're going, right? I was connected with an individual that's into creating video games. So listen, the reason I'm saying that is because when you got God in the front of you, God will align things up for you. Did you hear me what I'm saying up in here? Listen, and when you're doing things with kingdom principles in mind, and you really have the right intentions to help other people, you know what I'm saying? God will help you to help other people. When you really have good intentions in your heart, right, and you're really doing kingdom business and you're doing it with a mission. See, listen, when you got God in you and you're really, really sincere about what you're doing, you're going to treat people right. Listen, there is a difference between really treating people right because you got a God purpose and you are God-fearing. I don't hear too many people talking about this these days, about God-fearing, and it doesn't mean that you're afraid of God. It's just that you reverence him, you love God, you appreciate him, and when you come from that place, you treat people right because guess what? That is the ultimate thing, the agape love of Jesus Christ. So listen, I said that to say this. My purpose and my full intent is to help other people, and the plan was I love this song, and I could easily see it being a video game, a positive video game. You know what I'm saying? Of course they can do it. Of course they can do it. Listen, any dream that you dream, it can be accomplished. It can be done. Guess what? Because God will bring the right people in line in your life to help you and get to the place. Now, I met a young man yesterday. His name is William, and he has the right intentions as well. He's a God-fearing man. He helps a lot of different artists. He does a lot of different things. He does create video games. He does a whole lot of different things. So listen, God will bring people and usher people into your life because those are the people that's needed to help other people. So listen, I don't know nothing about creating no video game, but guess what? William does. And so listen, I think that the platypus would make a great video game. So listen, why wouldn't William help someone like the person that created Crypto Platypus and help them to do a video game? Why not? And so William is all about positivity. So I am telling you, you got to do what you got to do. Listen, y'all clean your energies up. You know, it's 2023. Big things is coming in 2023. I just believe that. And then Pastor Don calls it the year of Michael Jordan because it's 23. You know, 23 was, oh, my goodness. He said, Michael Jordan, this is the year of Michael Jordan because 23 was Jordan's number. I was like, oh, my goodness, I never thought about it like that. And so he's claiming, Pastor Don, he's been in radio for 44 years. He know what he's doing. Listen. He's going to have me on his show next week. And listen, he has about 3 contacts every show. Now, listen, I'm telling you guys, this is phenomenal. It's a God thing. It's not a fierce female network thing. It is a God thing being on a mission to help other people all around the world, right? So listen. That is what it's all about. It's so real. It's real. So listen, let me tell you something. I got some more that's coming up. I want to introduce you guys to, this is wonderful. I want to introduce you to RU1inamillion.com. This is a website. It's RU1inamillion.com. Now, listen, this is going live on next month, February. But I want you to know about it right now so you can get yourselves together. So RU1inamillion, do you have a million-dollar smile? Do you have a million-dollar smile? Now, if you think you have a million-dollar smile, do you think you have what it takes to win the best selfie? It's all about taking selfies with a million-dollar smile. Now, listen, a million-dollar smile ain't cracked teeth in the front, you know, with spinach hanging out in between your teeth. Baby, that ain't $1 million smile. That's not what they're talking about, okay? Now, listen, if not the craziest, then the best video, perhaps. Listen, or are you an owner of the craziest video that exists? Now, listen, here's someone. I was just talking about video games and platypus. See, God works these things out. Now, listen, I'm telling you about RU1inamillion. So this is RU1inamillion.com. It goes live next month. Now, remember, this is for February. So if you don't have your photos, your pics, and your videos together now, this is to let you know you can get started right now to get ready to enter this contest. So listen, do you have a million-dollar smile? This is a contest to discover your winning selfie photo or video. So listen, they're looking for selfie photos or videos. And the way that you enter the competition, you first have to register and sign up on the website. And then you make a fantastic selfie or as many as it takes to get the best shot. Mind you, though, we follow only 5 photo entries for every annual contest. So listen, only 5. You're getting only 5. So now this is an introduction to RU1inamillion.com. You're going to be hearing more about 1inamillion.com. Okay, so listen, you're going to hear more about 1inamillion.com. This sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds fascinating, and I want you guys to get in on it. Yes, I want you guys to participate and get out. Remember, it's only 5 photos or 5 videos. That is the limit. So listen, get yourself together. Start practicing, honey. I practice when I got something to do. I always practice at home and get it together. So when I go in and do what I got to do, I got it all together and I know what I'm going to do. All right. Listen, here's a word from my sponsor.
Please visit SoCalCanineClinic.com to familiarize yourself with our veterinary services, such as puppy wellness checks, routine exams, eye, skin, and ear exams, vaccinations and dewormings, flea and tick protection.
All right. That is South Cal. Now, listen, I want you guys to check it out. I love my fur babies. I love my fur babies, and I know you love your fur babies, too. So they do deworming. You're going to get your puppies checked out, get their eyes checked, their ears checked. You want to make sure. Now, listen, we as human beings, us two-legged people, we have to get our ears checked. Let me tell you something up in here. If you're not going to the ear doctor, eye, throat, and nose and ear clinics, you need to be doing those things for yourself and your fur baby to keep them healthy and happy. Now, listen, let me tell you something. If you get them little itches in your ears, it's time to go to the ear doctor. Guess what? Wax can get all up in there and get clogged up, and you can't get it out, my honeys. You can't get it out. You got to go to the ear doctor so they can pull it out, right? And I'm telling you, you got to do the same for your fur babies. So get the ears checked out. You never know what could be lodged in there, making them uncomfortable. Sometimes the fertile babies, sometimes they bark a little bit more than normal, and you don't know what's going on. Well, guess what? There may be something going on in the ears, maybe something in the throat, in the eyes. You never know. So go get them checked out. That's just a sign. Sometimes when puppies whine a little bit and they might be barking a little bit more, guess what? There's something going on that needs to be checked out. You got to take them in to the veterinarian to make sure and see what's going on, see what you can find so they can find the cause of the problem. Listen, we had some fur babies, not us personally, not me personally. There was someone in the next studio had a little fur baby, and every time they would leave out, he would go, you know, and he would do it all day long. Whenever the people in the next studio, they would go out in the field and they would be working all day and they would bring the fur babies. I'm like, oh, and I wanted to go over there and feed the poor little thing. I wanted to go feed them and see what was wrong, take them some water or some milk or something. You know what I'm saying? And so they would leave out and he would go start all over again. And he would do it all day. I said, the poor thing is in distress. He's got some real anxiety. Did you know fur babies can have anxiety and depression? When the owners leave, they can be very anxious because they want you to come back. They're just like little babies. So listen. South Cal K9 Clinic City of Industry, located at 15355 Gale Avenue, City of Industry, California, 91745. Clinic hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, listen, you're in the area of City of Industry, go in and take your fur babies, keep them happy, 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 happy. You know what I mean? So, listen, I love the little fur babies. They're so pretty and so gorgeous. So, listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here, but guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.